Ben, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, what led you to open a DVD rental store 10 years ago? Was renting DVDs and videos kind of like a big part of your life growing up?
Yeah, movies were always like a huge obsession for me. And I was working at the former incarnation of the video store in Darlinghurst. And basically the owner had, saw the writing on the wall and was ready to go. And I thought I could maybe squeeze another couple of years out of the model. And now it's 10 years later and we're still going strong.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you said once that you like to be around films, talk about them and touch them. Do you think there's something kind of special about experiencing a film as like a physical object?
Yeah. I think there's something. I remember Paul Thomas Anderson saying like it's so weird to spend like $50 million and like get this whole circus together and go through this whole process, and then all you kind of end up with like film is kind of insubstantial. You know, it only exists on a screen, it only exists like when we're talking about it. So the closest you can get to actually like holding a movie or having a movie in your hand is like a DVD.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I work at JB Hi-Fi as well, and specifically in like the movies department. So we got like DVDs, we got Blu-rays, we got 4K Ultra HD Blu-rays, and they release them as like steel books. And I think there's something really special about having that kind of like physical copy, especially when it's like a special edition and there's like, when there's like extra stuff, like you get like a movie poster inside it or like a map, it's very cool. And so apart from like the new releases and like the customer requests, how much does your personal taste kind of influence which films are available in store?
It's probably, if not 50-50, probably I generally try to put my own taste aside and just get what people ask for. But I guess just, I can't help but kind of influence the collection. Like it has become, something of an autobiography just by nature of like me getting, the things that I'm interested in. So I'd say, there's probably 10-20% of this collection that's my little eccentricities and things that, no one else actually rents, but I think are cool. I think also a lot of the success of the store has come from me just listening to what customers want and getting that rather than to try to dictate things or to set the canon myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And are there any films that you refuse to stock?
Things I refuse to stock? Not really. I'm sure there'd be things come to that if I thought about it, but we're not exactly anti-censorship, but I'd probably draw the line at just things that are like, explicitly banned in Australia.
That's probably the only line I'd draw. very fair. Things that could get you in trouble. I understand that.
Exactly.
I read that a film club customer once asked for a film that paired well with pork. So do any other strange DVD requests kind of stick out to you?
I do get some strange ones. What have I gotten recently? People, a lot of the time it's the toughest challenge I get sometimes is sort of recommending by proxy. Like someone will come in and say like, my 12-year-old really loves like XYZ, can you recommend it? And that's sort of a challenge. It's almost like trying to see around a corner and guess like someone else's tastes refracted through like a third party. Like that's always the big challenge because I'm like, I don't know what your son wants.
Oh, exactly. No. Once again, like, I mean, I feel like it's a very similar thing of like working at a DVD store and working at a DVD rental store. Like I'm constantly asked for recommendations and like, I've seen a bunch of movies, but like when someone comes to me and they're like, my daughter likes Frozen, but she will not watch any other princess movie. What do you recommend? It's like, ooh, I don't know.
Especially kids. Like kids are not fickle, but like they've got like their own distinguished tastes from an early age. And I think we take that for granted, or we kind of assume like, oh, they're just dumb kids, just throw whatever at them. And I feel like that taste emerges like really early.
Oh, For sure. And so after 10 years of film club, you're looking for someone new to pass the torch to. What will you miss most about running a DVD rental store?
My first thought is the dogs, but I guess I
Yeah,
can find
fair.
dogs elsewhere. Probably just being able to chat every day reliably about movies. Like it sort of comes so naturally to me. And it's a very easy way to connect with people, I think. You know, like almost everyone likes movies to one degree or another, and everyone's got their favorites. And like as soon as you can key into that, you know, it's like just instant connection, instant conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And last but certainly not least, what is the most expensive late fee that someone has had to pay?
I probably shouldn't mention it, but generally if late fees go over sort of $100, I kind of just cut them down to that.
That's
Like I try
cool.
not to. There is late fees sitting on the account when people just didn't return 10 movies. It went up, like it just kept checking up for like months. And so there's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars on there. But I don't know if I'd ever actually enforce that. You know, if they came in and just gave me $50, I'd probably just wipe it.
Yeah, well, I think there's like a very specific moment in time where like I feel like everybody had at least one like VHS or DVD that like had like a Blockbuster logo on it, and it was just like, it's been too long. This is
Yeah. I mean, you
mine.
still get news stories pop up every so often of some debt collection agency chasing up some poor woman who didn't return a Blockbuster tape 20 years ago. And I just never want to be that bad story. Like, I
Yeah.
never want anyone to have like an ill feeling of like, oh, film club, and they were chasing me down for that fee for years.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like, yeah, look,
I'd rather let bygones be bygones.
we're not going to run as a rental place anymore, but we will be collecting debts up until I am dead in the
Yeah. That's my
ground.
retirement plan. Yeah.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great having you on.
My pleasure. Thank you.